scheduled meeting of the Fairbridge Town Council to order. And with that, we're going to have the invocation by Reverend Dr. Gary Nelson.
Thank you, Mayor Dean. And good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I am, the new pastor of Curie Memorial Lutheran Church right across the street. And I also live adjacently. In fact, I think I can see into my living room. from here. So welcome. If you can be, if we can be of service to anyone here in the community, we'd be glad to do that as well. I've been here a whole month. My wife, Jeanette, has joined us this evening as well. I wanted to get to know all of you.
Jeanette, could you stand up?
We're very, very pleased to be here. We just love it here. Our initial impressions of the community is very positive. Everyone has been very welcoming, very accommodating, very, very helpful. I see several of our parishioners are here this evening as well. So, without further ado, as they say, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for all you have given us, especially this beautiful oceanside community that we enjoy. Help us to be good caretakers of all that you have entrusted to us and to live together in peace. And tonight we ask again that you be with the Mayor Dean, the Mayor Pro Tem Chuck, Commissioners Jim and Anil, and also council members who govern our community here at Curie Beach. Bless their discussions and work, that it may be beneficial to the common good of the people they have been elected to serve. May they do their work in a spirit of wisdom, cooperation, charity, and justice. Help them to use their authority to serve faithfully and to promote our common life together. And tonight especially, we lift up the work of Frances. We thank her for her years of dedication and hard work that has made Curie Beach a better place in which to live. All this and whatever else you would have us do this evening, we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Which I'll stand and join in the pledge of
allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We now come to the part that we've all been looking forward to, is the recognition and awards. And with that, Pro Tem Chuck here is going to say a few words since he is the liaison to the community center.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I have a frog. Hope you can hear me back there. Maybe two problems. About a year ago, I was assigned as liaison for the community center. And in all the 9 years that I've been volunteering, I never had been to the community center a meeting. So I didn't know what to look forward to. And the first morning, first meeting, which was 10 o'clock in the morning, which was the earliest meeting I'd ever been to. I was the other 300 I've been to. I sat down in a few minutes, 11 smart, good-looking women came in surrounded me. And it was a good committee. I'm all right.
He was blessed.
At lunch. It's been a wonderful experience. Today at lunch, they had a nice lunch today for Frances, and she sat down beside me and she said, you know, this has been a wonderful, wonderful people to work with. Look at what we have accomplished over all these years because of the wonderful, wonderful people. And in my mind, I said, well, I'll wait tonight to say this because it's the leadership. You put 11 women in a small room. But what she's done is she surrounded herself with worker bees. I couldn't believe it. I think the first meeting they were planning a barbecue or some meal. And so somebody said, well, we need some ketchup. Three hands went up. And one said, well, wait a minute, you've got the brownies, so I'll take the ketchup. In other words, it was like that throughout the whole, everybody volunteered. There were worker bees, and everybody, I've never seen a committee where everybody was workers. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and it's because of the leadership that was like that. The building, this building was once, I understand, the town hall and Sparks station and police station. I'm not sure when she got involved, but she changed that from that to this. And she did it with paintbrushes. She did it by making curtains. And I know there's an awful lot of scrubbing going on. By the way, I want you up here. you want to talk about it, I want you where they can see you. So, for 20 years, she has done this work for this community center and maintained it. I wonder how many people have come through that door in 20 years because of what you have done. It's amazing what can happen if somebody takes charge. Today at lunch, the community center committee, gave Francis a plaque. And the plaque was for lifetime achievement for the year. Was there any other choice?
No.
They didn't argue, they didn't discuss. It was the quickest decision that's ever been made on a lifetime award. And it says Community Beats, Community Center, Community Spirit Award, presented to Francis Ray.
Being said, I have the proud honor of reading a proclamation declaring Tuesday, October 18, 2011, as Francis Reagan Day.
Oh my goodness.
Whereas Francis Reagan has been an important part of the Cure Beach community for many years, and whereas Francis Reagan has graciously given her time, talent, and devotion to caring for and maintaining the community center of the town for 20 years, and whereas Francis Reagan's selfless volunteerism is what makes the town of Cure Beach a great place to live, amen. Now, therefore, let it be proclaimed that the Town Council of the town of Cure Beach does hereby declare Tuesday, October 18, 2011, as Francis Reagan Day, in honor and appreciation of her years of dedication service to the town of Cure Beach. Never would let me help other than be the bun boy at the barbecue. I built potatoes one time. With that being said, Francis, this is a token of my appreciation to everything you've done for the town. And when you take this back to your new abode, Francis, I'm messing this up. Take this back to South Carolina. I'm going to give this to your sidekick.
Well, I suppose I have to say a few words, and I can. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
You know, I tell you, I've been overwhelmed today.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not finished yet.
We're going to take a little walk.
We're going good.
We're going to take a little walk.
Okay.
4 hours left in your day.
Community Center Committee came to downtown and said, we have done enough, you need to do something. And one, they said, we need something special for this lady. So,
could we ask our Community Center Committee to all stand? I'm so proud of this lady.
We only have one curtain behind curtain number one. I think I've known you the longest, and I love you the most, but at this time, would you like to take this curtain?
Well, I'm sure I probably would. I can name names and stand here for an hour and all that, but that isn't necessary because our total commitment here was volunteerism. And we have a wonderful community spirit that goes on every year. And I totally believe that volunteerism is the key to a successful town or anything else. And we, as a community center, have had such a wonderful group of volunteers over all these years. And these ladies here that are on our committee now, there's a number of 11 of them, at least there was. I couldn't ask for greater people. Everyone takes their own initiative and does their part of the special work that keeps the community center going and organized, because I think organization is the key to success too. So this is our goal over all the years, and I can't say how much I appreciate and how much I love all these ladies that I have worked with. So I just want to thank you all so much for this honor. It's something that I certainly didn't have a thought of that this would happen, but it's overwhelming, and it's a memory that I'll certainly cherish forever. So thank you all so much for being here and just giving me this special honor. So that's about it. I could say more and more, but hopefully you know where I'm coming from. Thank you.
The consent agenda is approved. adoption of the agenda. Jim, you have one addition?
Yes, two additions. I'd like to add the sidewalk project that was the item of discussion at our meeting before this. And
under all business?
Yes, sir. And also a letter of understanding under new business that I'd like to let everybody know where we're at on the park. So, sidewalk project.
And under, still under all business, item 4 will be the letter?
That'll be fine, sir.
Any other additions or?
Not for me.
Changes, Chuck?
No, sir.
Emily? Under old business, item number 5, I'll read a brief update from the trip to Raleigh today. And that being said, do I have a motion to adopt the amended agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Agenda is adopted. Mr. Harris, I would ask you to walk up to the podium, but if you want to roll up to the podium.
I'm fine right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Harris, and he has a presentation to council of a coin that he has pinned himself, and he would like this to be adopted by the County of Fury Beach. And with that being said, Bill, since I can only read about half of your writing.
All right. Before I read the poem, I found out that the town does not have a theme. And I think they should have a theme. So with all of the things you have here at Curry Beach, you got the sea, you got the beaches, you got the restaurants, you got the aquarium, you got the fort, you got the visitors, you've got the tourists, and best of all, you've got one another. And you should be able to come up with a theme that's fitting to this town. I'm dedicating this poem to the town of Curry Beach. I call it The Tourists. Waves rolling, tumbling to shore, never ending. Sometimes mighty, sometimes meek. Many moods of the sea. Can be angry, can be mild. Lush forests, meadows, greenery. Green greens of the sea. Serene blues of the sky. Tranquil blues of the sea. Billowing whites of the clouds. Surging whites of the sea. What panoramic splendor meets the eyes. What colors and sounds enters my soul. The majestic grandeur of a storm, waves rolling, tumbling, crashing, smashing, dashing to shore. At storm's end, tears of the sea left behind. Oh, oh, what stories the sea could tell. Sounds of the sea soothes my soul. Now I can slumber by the sea. When I awake, I will say goodbye, goodbye to the sea.
Bill, thank you very much. I'd like to make a motion that we adopt Bill's poem as the official poem of Curry Beach. Do I have a second?
Second.
You can drop that off later.
Okay. Nancy, could we send this on the folder to publish in the Island Gazette?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you said all the papers in by saying aye.
I'm sorry, who seconded it? I didn't hear.
I did.
Emily did.
Thank you.
I got a headache from all the cake. All the papers in by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Bill? You're officially adopted. Okay. You're going to spend the first week in the next time. Thank you, Bill. We do appreciate that. Persons to address council. Chris, you're up first. Chris Richards, come up to the podium and let Nancy have your name, rank, serial number.
Name, rank, I don't have those.
No way.
Christopher Richards, pleasure on the disc also. I do not live on the island.
Well, you can still give her your address.
66 Colony Sago Palm Drive. There you go. All right, I just wanted to reiterate from the last council meeting about having the tournament this weekend. It's for the Miracle League of Wilmington. We're doing an eighth race, 22 holes. We have a first place prize of $150 in prizes. Second place through on, we have over $500 in prizes just for this tournament to the players. We're also doing raffles with it. We have a Parents Night Out raffle. It's $75 for the melting pot, 4 hours, and a dinner at Play Date for two kids and two movie passes. We also have a half a day charter from Charlie's Charters. Just wanted to go over some of the things that we were still going to be needing from the town as far as what we had talked about last time. Tables, chairs, and tents. Still agree upon the three.
You know how many tables you need?
I would go with at least six.
How many?
Six.
We only have four.
All right, and the three tents. The other thing we needed to address was the porta-johns. We will need wheelchair-accessible porta-johns. At least one on the front nine, and then one on the back nine. And then additional porta-johns as well, so the single one that's over there now. And as far as the electric, we ended up being able to get the bouncy house from a contribution from Land and Pool. Thank you very much.
You don't live here, you can't vote for me. The bouncy house is set.
I clean the house. All right, I need to talk with, at some point when I can talk with Sonny about the electric out there, because we're going to need electric for the bouncy house. And we have Rita's Ice that's coming to set up. It's also.
They just need 110, don't they?
Yes. Pretty much about it. Keep it to y'all's attention that we're going to be out there rocking this weekend. A lot of trees are going to get chopped out. Sorry, beautification committee. It's going to be a fun weekend and enjoyable. We hope you guys can all make it out there.
If you don't call town hall tomorrow, see if I can't get back to control and get that thing
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Anything?
What time is it in about the raffle? Where do you get
the raffle? The raffles are going to be, the tournament actually starts at 9:30. So anytime after 9:30, and it'll probably be going on until around 2:30. Anytime in between there. We're going to do the raffle announcements before we do the tournament announcements. As far as for prizes and stuff like that. And that should be around 2:30. And I will be better prepared for this kind of thing next year. This is my first one, so it's been an adventure, and I've only had a month and a half to put it all together. So, any other questions needed for me?
Well, I wasn't aware of the waste management, the porta-potty, the need for those, but I'll see if we can get some money to help out with the cost of that.
All right, yeah, that would be awesome. We're expecting around 90 participants in the tournament.
I'm going to go before they leave home.
Yeah, I would like that.
if you or Emily, can I ask you to contact the Island Women and we'll have some recycle bins there?
That would be awesome.
Yeah. The only alcohol cans I'm sure, the only aluminum cans I'm sure you'll have will have soft drink in them.
There's no alcohol in
there. There's no alcohol in the park, so let's make sure we recycle those Coke cans.
All right.
Anything else?
No. All right. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Me too.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Who can we just call?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Oh, I can step up there.
And do you have all my information correct?
Well, if you, for her records, if you'll announce everything again.
Sure. My name is Sean Allen. I'm the chair of the Cape Fear Chapter of Surfrider Foundation. I also serve as the board of director for the International Organization of Surfrider Foundation. I'm here today to talk real briefly again. I know that I presented to you guys in April regarding marine plastics and plastic litter and debris in our oceans and on our coastlines. I wanted to talk to you real briefly today. Since the time that I've met with you, I've also had the pleasure of meeting with the town of Riceville Beach and the town of Carolina Beach and presented the same information that I presented to you to them. I've had multiple conversations with both towns, and they have both adopted resolutions to be in support of a plastic bag ban or bag fee structure should it be adopted by countywide legislation. At this time, I understand that from speaking that in your old business section, you guys are looking today to talk about the adoption of a resolution R11-19 regarding plastic bag usage. The reason I came down today is because I want to be able to offer my services and also the language of those resolutions from the other beaches should you guys decide that you would like to take a look at that language as well if you haven't already done so. I also wanted to say that on my way to Carolina Beach and Curie Beach today, I counted no less than 11 plastic bags on the side of the road between University of North Carolina, Wilmington, where I work, and here at the town hall. I actually went to the town hall first. I didn't realize we were going to be at the community center. And what we propose is that people use things such as this, which would be a reusable grocery bag. Certainly, these look much nicer as you walk in and out of the grocery store. And one of the things that we've done is we've made sure to adorn the bags with local kind of creatures that we all are trying to protect in the long run, which is why we basically come to the beach communities. So what I've done is I've prepared some of them for you guys to have and use as a sample. So these are our presents to you for even considering a plastic bag resolution here. You can pass them out and take them as you please. And last but not least, I also wanted to say that Surfrider Foundation has done a really good job in New Hanover County. And we've partnered successfully with the city of Wilmington, the town of Riceville Beach, the town of Carolina Beach, and the town of Curie Beach. We now have Ethan Crouch, who is a resident here of Pleasure Island. He is the official Surfrider liaison to the area, so I wanted to officially introduce him to you. I'm sure you'll be seeing his face much more as you guys continue to plan around the beautification and preservation of your marine environment. Thank you very much.
Sean, before you go, did you bring those resolutions with you?
I have them in email format, and I can email them.
Did you send that to Nancy?
The resolutions are in your packet.
His one.
The one that from Riceville Beach. Okay.
Yes, they're in your packet. Ours has just slight different wording because theirs says they support the county's initiatives, and the county really doesn't have an initiative yet.
That's correct.
When we met with the county, they pointed out that they would be interested in maybe discussing it.
That's correct.
Same way I indicated we would support any efforts that go forward with them.
That's amazing.
So hopefully we can be part of.
Absolutely. One of the things that I just want to clarify right quick is that recycling is not the answer to this plastic problem. As I showed you before, that the economics behind the recycling of plastic bag film is just not there. It costs over $30,000 to recycle a ton of plastic bag film, and you only can get about $2,000 to $3,000 for it in the open commodities market. So therefore, it just doesn't make sense. Only 3% of plastic film and plastic bags end up being recycled per year. It just doesn't work. Actually, recyclers don't like the plastic bag because it gums up their machinery, and it costs them more to actually end up fixing the machinery than it would be to recycle the plastic bag material. So again, recycling is not the answer to this situation, and we just want to make sure that everybody is aware of that. Our idea is to unify the beach communities because it really is a marine litter problem, and then go to the county commissioners once we have strong unanimous agreement from the beach communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Any discussion? Any questions for Cheryl? All right. Anybody else need to address council? Well, we'll move on to discussion and consideration of committee business. And under item number one, Planning and Zoning Commission, is Stephen. There we are. We'd like to step up to the podium, Stephen, and we'll interview you for this post. And he's one of the two committees that council actually does the interviews. And with that being said, Stephen, you have a committee form that you filled out. Would you like to read them there? Just keep them in here.
Oh, I don't have it with me.
She got one? All right. You may need to refer that to it.
Do you want me to put it? What did you want me to
do? Sir?
What did
if you would, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure.
And why you want to serve on the committee and any of your expertise or anything like that would be beneficial for the town.
Well, I'm Stephen Curry, and I live here in Curry Beach. I lived here, I've owned a house here since 1988. I lost my first house to Hurricane Fran. So we built a house that lived down the street from Dennis Cooper up on Water Road Court. Tim Bullitt's a friend of mine. He's on the Planning and Zoning Committee, and we were talking with them. I thought, well, I'd be involved. My background is in the world of architecture as far as my education, although in terms of practice, my career has been as a designer for scenery in the theater, and that's what I do some of still. I still design scenery for the Cape Fear Academy, and otherwise I'm mostly retired. I don't know what else I'd say about myself. I studied architecture at the University of Oklahoma, and then I studied architecture as well at the Southern California Institute of Architecture in Santa Monica, and then I've since then taken some classes in urban organization at State University up in Raleigh a number of years ago. So I have this background in city planning and organization, and I thought, well, perhaps there's something I can offer the town in terms of the Planning and Zoning Committee.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yes, sir. Same question that I asked all the other applicants. What do you see as some major issues that Planning and Zoning will be coming up against in the near future?
Well, I suppose it's inevitable. It keeps occasionally sinking into the papers about Curry Beach being a business, non-friendly community because of our focus on the family and single family living. And I guess I kind of like that side of it, that I see business wanting to happen here. I'd like to be part of, developing an understanding of how those two communities can successfully live together. Beyond that, I'm not really sure. What is the future of Curry Beach? I hope not much. I like many often say that we should have closed the bridge after I got over here.
Welcome to the club.
But recognizing that growth is inevitable and we need growth, an old buddy of mine used to come here and rent my first house in the fishing season to come fishing from China Grove, and he was just down fishing last week, and he was reporting that he has faced this point in his life where he found himself calling the local police department and asking them to come and quiet down a party that was happening across the street from his fishing party, and it was 12:30 at night, and after all, he needed to get up and fish in the morning. And I said, Tommy, I said, well, at least, we need these people coming and getting married here. Most of us have property that we look to retire to that we've acquired by renting out to somebody along the way, and the occasional overflowing trash can full of beer cans on the side of the street. It's just an inevitable aspect of life in a beach community that somebody's going to come and be excessive for a weekend and help someone else pay their mortgage, you know, and retire. But so I see that, but I still like to see us stay a pretty quiet town. I came here. I grew up in New York on Long Island, and it's not quiet and very crowded. And when I bought my house here in 88, I suppose we started coming down for the winter holiday, and we would get in the car, and I'd say, come on, let's go to the edge of the earth. You know, we just drive through the night, leave all the traffic and noise of Long Island, and come down here and join the, well, I guess there's about 1,200 people in Curry Beach for the winter holidays. We've always enjoyed that, and we hope we'll continue to enjoy that in what is an otherwise happy small town. So that's it. I'm not sure I have that much to offer, but I've got some time, and I've got a brain, and I do understand the organization's traffic and the development of cities, so I'd like to be considered for.
Any other questions for Steve?
No?
Thank you very much. Item number two is the appointment of Joseph Whitney, Peter Walter, or Stephen Phil vacancy left by Ann Roski. Now, for the folks in the audience who are unaware, Ann's mother is in, I guess, the middle stages of Alzheimer's, so she has had to put family first, of course, which we often do, and she's going to have to be spending a great deal of time with mother, so she has tendered her resignation. This time, you'll have... Thank you. Bill, thank you again.
You're welcome.
At this time, do I have a recommendation from any of the council members or someone of the three who have the burden to fill Ann's vacancy?
I'd have to make a motion to fill that vacancy with Joseph Whitney.
Any other nominations? This is to fill Ann's vacancy.
This is an appointment, right?
Yes. Well, he's already been interviewed.
Right.
Madam Clerk, do you happen to have in front of you when Ann's vacancy would have expired?
No, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
It's a 5-year appointment. No, I think she was probably 2 years into it.
Is John back there?
Yeah.
No, that's 2 years.
So he would be filling the 3 remaining years before. And we're close, but that's, you know, how it works. Okay. Do you have anything?
No, sir.
Actually, it doesn't work quite like council does. It would be a new appointment for 5 years.
Nothing works quite like council.
Well, how about check on that? But this, still in the post.
Right.
Yeah.
Andy, do you remember? I thought
it wasn't supposed to be that one.
Yeah. So this is a new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's filling an unexpired term.
Yeah. But he'll only fill it until that term ran out, right?
That's right. New.
That's what I thought. Okay. And that's the way I remembered it. Now you may be right, Madam Clerk, but I think our.
We can check.
Right. Anyway, at this time, we have one nominee, which is Joseph. Joseph, stand up back there. Now, any other nominees? We have a motion on the floor from Commissioner Swearingen to appoint Joseph. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Do we have any other nominations? Chuck? That being said, no more discussion. We have a motion and a second. All in favor of appointing Stephen Curry to fill the vacancy of Ann Roski, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Pick up your papers in the morning.
But you did say Steve Curry.
Yeah, well, he said the wrong thing.
Oh. appreciate y'all adhering to that land use plan. All right, renewal of Alan Mazza's membership until April of 2015. His five-year term has expired. Mr. Bond has indicated an interest in serving the remaining 4 years of the term. No, the council does renew, another vacancy will need to be filled. Now, we've got two other applicants who have shown an interest in serving on this committee. And that being said, we have a motion from council to accept.
I make a motion that we continue with Mr. Vada.
We have a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Do we not have a recommendation from PNZ at all?
Nancy, did they?
No, PNZ does not want to have anything to do with who council appoints, is what I was told.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Well, at this time, we have a motion and a second to renew Alan Ball's membership on the Planning and Zoning Board for an extended five-year term. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Moving right on. Now, that brings us up to a full board now, Madam Clerk.
Yes.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I need your turn. Planning and Zoning Commission continue. Commission requests Town Council to attend a joint work session at Town Hall on Tuesday, November 1st at 6 p.m. to discuss the possibility of rezoning K Avenue from 3rd to 7th Avenue into a mixed-use district. Council needs to vote to hold a special meeting for the purpose of attending a work session, and this is under the guidelines of the state that when three or more of us together, and since three or more of us can never keep our mouths shut, that we have to call a special meeting, so this is not illegal. The only question I have is the mixed use. The land use plan, if I'm not mistaken, correct me, Madam Clerk, and the liaison to PNZ, the land use plan recommends rezoning that to B2. I don't remember anything in there about mixed use.
I think the PNZ Commission would like the opportunity to discuss it with the public. It's not a proposal, it's not a public hearing, it's just to receive comments on the possibilities.
All right. Do I have two members of council who would like to call this a special meeting to attend PNZ?
I'd like to, and I also don't particularly want it to be discussed just as a mixed-use project. I think that if, in fact, we're going to rezone it, anything should be open, at least for initial discussion.
I think that was there.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion.
Yeah, I think they would... They're open to anything people would like to discuss.
Any other comments, Mr. Keener? With that being said, we have a motion and a second to call a special meeting so we can have a joint meeting with PNZ. All in favor, signal say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Madam Clerk, we'll set that up. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Nancy, is this yours or is this Arlen's? Where's Arlen?
Mine.
Is this yours? Okay, Madam Clerk, please.
In your packets under department head, you have a memo from me regarding death benefits and state retirement plan. I spoke with each of you back on Friday, September 23rd in conversations with state retirement. We came to our attention that there is a death benefit that is available. It allows a one-time annual payment of employee salaries if they die while in service with the town, not less than $25,000 or more than $50,000. We have our police personnel enrolled in that. That's mandated by law. That's 11 out of our 36 full-time employees have this benefit. Our other 25 employees do not have this benefit, and I'm requesting your permission to allow us to adopt this resolution to add the rest of our employees so that they can also have this death benefit. It's an additional 0.21% on what we pay of our annual salary to the state retirement fund. It's for this year, we're already 3 months into the year, so it would be an additional $1,500. I have talked with all of the department heads, asking them if they will try to help me absorb this into our current budget so that we don't have to ask you for additional money out of this year's budget, but it will be an additional budget item in ongoing budget years of $2,000.
Nancy, I think this is a good idea, but I know the cops have this now as a mandate. Do the firefighters have this as a mandate? So this would be for the firefighters and
Public Works.
Public Works and staff.
Staff.
Do you have any type of history of how much these, the cost of this has increased in the past? Is there any roadmap that you might
Well, we're dealing with the state retirement system, so one thing we guarantee you is it's going to increase on a regular basis. What was the last, since you've been here, Arlen?
I think
in the years of
the police have gone up about a 0.5%, I believe, and just general employees was about 0.75%. But this part is only, at this point, it's only 0.21%. So even any increase in this would be fairly insignificant dollar-wise.
And how does this relate if they are retired employees?
They get a one-time opportunity when they retire.
To pay this?
To do something similar to this. But okay. Once they're retired, they're not eligible.
But once they're retired.
This is active employee
something. It's just their, if it's initiated by them and they pay the premium, then they can continue with this coverage.
They don't pay the premium, the town pays the premium, and they have to work for the town for 1 year, and then they're eligible for this benefit. They have to wait while they're in service, right?
I think it also did extend for 180 days after retirement.
Was it for retirement? Yeah, there's a time window when retirees can sign up. But the main purpose of this is not for retirees, it's for active employees.
I'm glad we're no longer taking a salary, so you don't have any initiative to bump one of us off.
That's right.
Okay.
Right now, the other benefit, I mean, we have a $10,000 life insurance policy on
right.
employees, so
right.
this would be in addition to that.
Well, I think it's really a very positive, and it seems to me only fair because we have a good portion of our employees that already do have it, and unfortunately, the ones that do have it are the ones that normally will activate FRAL. Anybody who's got any history with what's going on in the area, almost exclusively, it's been a police officer that's collected on this. Now, that's fortunate for the rest of the employees with the various communities, but the police officer on Baldhead Island a couple of years ago, and then the police officer in Boring Springs a couple of years before that on a traffic stop. So it is the police officers that have been the main beneficiaries, if you want to call it that, of this benefit, but I think it should be made available to all of our employees. This could pretty much happen to anybody at any time, the way things are going on in the world today, both accidental and otherwise.
Any other discussion? Do I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nancy, prepare it for signature, please.
The second item is the adoption of the holiday schedule. That's per personnel policy, and this is also in your packet. By October of each year, council has to decide what 2 days will be taken as Christmas holidays for the next year. So I've given you what I'm recommending is the 2012 holiday schedule with the 2 days at Christmas, the 24th and 25th, which is a Monday and a Tuesday. Christmas is on a Tuesday this year.
Any discussion?
No, I'll make a motion.
Well,
no,
I have some discussion.
Now
is this going to interfere in any way Monday and Tuesday are garbage pickup days. So we're going to, are we going to schedule a garbage pickup day on Friday before or wait till Wednesday and Thursday?
Normally, I mean, Sunday's not here, but normally it's the day after the holiday.
Okay, is everybody happy? I mean, okay with that?
Well, all that paper you're
going to
wrap my present in, so.
There you go. It's going to be one of those
flat nuts
on it.
Newspaper being recycled.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Nancy. Have a long holiday.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything from our building department, John? Fire department, police department, public works. We have a discussion and consideration of all business, and this is appointment to a new Hanover commission for women.
I'm asking you to table that to November. I requested information from that person. I haven't received anything back from them. So I have to follow up on that.
Make a motion to table.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Adopting resolution 1911-19 regarding plastic bags. This is going to set my dog.
Okay. First of all, first supporting, the first word that says supporting should be marked through, and it should be our resident by Imperial Beach Town Council supporting the effort.
My question would be any other change?
Of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners to lessen the negative impact of plastic bags on our environment. And you've already heard Sean talking about this, and you have the other two resolutions in here that the other two groups have already written. And the reason why I revised it to some extent is because when we met the county commissioners, I believe it may have been Jason Thompson that pointed out that they have not started on their initiatives yet, so it'd be difficult to support their initiatives. I mean, we want to support any efforts that they have or embark on to lessen the impact of the plastic bags and hopefully encourage them to put an ad hoc committee together to review this, review all the alternatives that are available to them.
This is just boilerplate from the other town.
Yes. And
other than Carolina Beach, still supporting the initiatives.
Yeah, the initiatives for Riceville Beach and Carolina Beach, but still the same concept. And most of all, to just have the opportunity to sit down, hopefully, with some of the larger businesses like Harris Teeter and Food Lion, who are already doing this in other communities, and talk to them about, you know, the pros and cons. And as I mentioned so many times, like the Ace Hardware that is doing this internationally and has for several years, and they see this as nothing but an advantage to their business. So I'd just like for Cura Beach to be involved in this effort.
Do I have a motion to adopt a resolution with the change pointed out by Commissioner Swearingen, deleting supporting?
Which, is that the first supporting?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the.
So moved.
Second. Any more discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Aaron. Okay. Chuck, no, Jim, which one are you in item three, sidewalk? Sure, Jim?
No, it's really Chuck, so I'm just putting it on.
I'm doing good work, thank you very much.
Good work. It's only very quick rear to start with, in fact, that we have not notified several people that we shot up in the Salisbury and what have you. We did not send out letters, we only took them in the paper, the doctor. In fact, I called Larry myself twice. So both times the shot at home, and the meantime he was here.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very upset that no one really been
notified. And so for that reason, we didn't really have it. We only had one person show up. And it turns out he was for the 10 foot, so it looks like that worked out very well. But the main thing is we need to redo the public care, because it really wasn't fair. And we need to send letters to the address, like and all the residents between 4th and 7th. The only question is, when do you do that?
He did state that in his discussions with the property owners adjacent and everything, because I asked him, I said, who's against the sidewalk? And he said, nobody is against the sidewalk. It's the fact that they weren't notified and the possible location of the sidewalk. But other than that, they were okay with a sidewalk going.
I saw the map. I mean, I just have some apprehension until I have a better map with dimensions and everything on it. Are you going to be able to provide that?
Well, what has happened is the map that's being used with the 31,000 turns out to be from 4th to 7th. The only difference to that would be adding coming down 7th to the town hall. So that would change the amount, probably to 40,000 instead of 31,000. And so the question, do you want to go forward with the 41,000? Or do we want to just go ahead and finish what we started? Because we've got 15 in. I have assurance that we get the 16 to match the 31 verbally. So it's only really a question about the difference in the plan as far as we go down the subject. Town hall or not.
Well, what I was referring to is the plan that I've got here, I would appreciate a little bit more detail. I'd like it to scale, which this isn't, because this sidewalk is about 12 feet wide. You know, I mean, if you go to a scale, I would be apprehensive about approving until I've got a scale drawing in my hand.
Well, what would that be?
One of the things that Sonny had said, because that came up, and Sonny said that you're not going to get anything until they know that it's a project, and then they're going to go ahead and make a specific.
You want to get an engineering drawing? You want to pay engineering drawing? Go ahead and do a scale before we don't have to work on it.
Well, the whole thing sounds to me like the cart's laying in front of the horse. I won't approve anything until I have a scale drawing personally. I will not approve it personally until I have a scale drawing. I don't like the Crayola drawing.
In the case of Canada, in the case of DOT, you do not have to have a scale engineering drawing to get them to approve the project. So, until we already have a foot here, you know what the project actually going to look like, you're going to pay money to have an engineering drawing.
And this sidewalk is not going to be 15 feet wide.
No, 5 feet wide.
But if I were looking at this...
But the edge of it is 15 feet.
No, that dimension is not even on here. There's no dimension on there for that.
That's a drawing today, but soon. Okay. I'm going to see this one.
I will be apprehensive unless I have a cleaner, better drawing than that with dimensions on it. Perfect.
Well, let's skip. Then I'm for scheduling the meeting and come up with what we can between now and the meeting.
My suggestion would be to present this to probably Greg Reynolds or somebody on the I don't need to do a scale drawing. I don't need it engineered or drawing. But I want to see it scale before I move forward. It doesn't have to have a stamped engineer sign on it, but I would like to see it to scale so I can look at it. Because this, you know, if you glance at this, that sidewalk, if we're following the scale of the streets and the houses, that sidewalk's at least 12 feet wide. So I think it's a little bit misleading.
The smallest measure.
anyway, that's my suggestion, so.
We could probably have that by next time.
Oh, I don't think so.
Another public hearing.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, we got draftsmen. This is not
want to go 6th?
No, Frank's right.
4th to 6th is what I have.
Yeah, I'm going to get some letters out the day before. Yeah.
While we're doing it, so they can have the business plan books and count on. That's part of the Sunday in this department. And so that takes us to Corral, across the street for 2 weeks, and then down to Town Hall. Because we were planning to have a whole for overflow parking, and there's no parking. Maybe we should go for that one part of the bus. But that doesn't affect the people who are being the public here.
Well, I can only speak for myself. We're already okayed a certain amount, and anything over that, we're going to have to sit and discuss where that money's coming from.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with continuing for sure to go forward with what we've already allocated, and if in fact something else needs to be done, we need to come back and have a finance meeting rather than a sidewalk meeting.
So the last section can be identified as possible, but it needs to be scaled.
Sure.
And I'm still for the last session, and at Tony's meeting, for everybody's benefit that wasn't there, SLAP committee, there was an excellent suggestion made by Bill, I think, to, if we get permission, and this is a little off subject, Maryland, if we get permission to use the easement for Bell South, that it might be better on the town, particularly safety-wise, to take one of the spaces back here, where am I? Here, as an exit, so we'll have in only from the front, and take one of the spaces in the town parking lot for exit only, which would safety-wise keep them moving through. It wouldn't be interfered with the fire department, police department. So I'd like if we could possibly, Tony, get you a new set of crayons and get us a picture here. But I'd like to suggest that.
Are they going to turn left or right? Fire station or town hall?
If it was me, I'd have to turn around this way. Not good for the police.
Go right.
Turn right. Right exit.
Try to keep 7th.
But anyway, that being said, if we can, you want to schedule another public hearing?
That's fine. That's what we're
doing. Right. What's good for the calendar? November
4th, next council meeting?
All right, we'll have to be final with me. Next council meeting is November
15th.
The Tuesday, I can vote that day. Don't forget.
You'll be still voting.
Mm-hmm. I'd lie you down.
Or a rookie.
That's Barry, remember? All right. Do I have a motion to set a public hearing for 5:30 on November, Nancy?
15th.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And I don't guess we need to include the caveat about scheduling on doing this.
I'm going to need, if you want letters sent, I'm going to need somebody to give me a letter and give me whatever you want included in that letter.
Okay,
and
sure.
Not expect me to put it together.
Okay, Chuck,
when I don't know anything
about
the project.
Letter, since, I think this kind of falls under what's your portfolio and your experience with SLAP, and you need to make sure the attorney is consulted and approves the letter. So we need to add it as an amendment to the motion.
Did anybody make a motion?
You'll amend the motion to include the letter. Hello, Mr. Motion Maker. Okay. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying yes.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. And here we'll be working with Madam Clerk and the attorney to get that done. Does that need to go registered mail, I assume, Andy?
What's that, the property owners?
Uh-huh.
No, I wouldn't. I'd send it regular mail.
Okay. Thank you. 4. Item number 4. Ma'am? Nancy, do you need anything?
No, sir.
Item number 4. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
There's a letter that has been drafted, and this is pertaining to the Oceanfront Park and some changes down there, and Mr. Dugan is the town appointee for the overseas. John from Rochelle Front Park. So with that being said, Jim, would you like to read this letter?
First off, especially since you were there and I was on the phone for the meeting.
She did a good job on the phone.
I try.
Okay. You want me to bring one up today?
Yeah,
okay.
As far as the money goes.
As I think everybody's aware of, particularly since the Star News likes hyping it up, we've had some problems with the contractor not following the stamps of the plans for the Oceanfront Park, particularly in the quality of his finished work and some liability problems that were brought to our attention. In a special call meeting, he agreed that it was his problem and he was going to fix it. In a second meeting, casual meeting that I had with him, he was a little bit reserved in taking full responsibility to remedy the problem. With that being said, I thought it was in the best interest of the town to have a document with his signature on it that he is responsible for any oversights that he may have made when he poured the concrete, and they would be corrected at no cost to the town, which it would include any other professional services that would have to be remedied to fix it. So with that being said, Jim, would you like to read the letter?
The letter that I wrote?
Yes. And you did a good job on the phone, frankly.
This was a group effort letter under my name. Dear Mr. Laws, after the special board meeting call October 6, 2011, and the project meeting on October 13, 2011, it is the understanding of all parties that the pavilion building concrete slab was not installed correctly by Integrity Builders and cannot function in its intended use. You agreed to this in both meetings. In the special call board meeting, this work was rejected. Discussion and planning of the corrective measures for the pavilion concrete slab with all parties took place on October 31, 2011 project meeting. The owner and design consultant will provide Integrity Builders with a design for the corrective measures of the pavilion concrete slab. The contract outlines the requirements and responsibilities of the contractor for the correction of or removal of defective work set out in section 4.13.9 and page 39, as well as section 4.03.2 at page 8 of the general conditions. If you have any questions or comments or disagree with any of the above statements, please contact Commissioner Jim Dugan within 48 hours. Sincerely yours, Jim Dukes. Basically, over the series of meetings, we discussed with the builder, like the mayor said, the questions that we and our engineer and building inspector and the other people had with the project. As the mayor also said, he was not exactly forthcoming. The decision was made that this is what he's going to comply with, or we'll find somebody who will. And this is one of the methods that we all want to use to have a paper trail and to make sure that everybody has the same understanding as to how the work is going to be performed. So what I would like to do is entertain a motion to adopt this letter and send it forward to the building.
I make that motion.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Jim, for the letter.
Don't trouble.
Andy, appreciate you stepping in on this as a town
attorney. Absolutely.
Our first and foremost obligation is to make sure that the town gets what it's paid for.
The best product we can get for the money that's involved.
Item number five is an update. The thin audience, I spent most of the day in Raleigh today talking with the Chief Operating Officer of the North Carolina Department of Transportation. We had some very frank discussions on the rank of the smaller towns in the MPO meetings. And I don't know whether y'all have seen copies of the letter that I sent to the town adopted, council adopted, we sent to Nancy. How many elected officials in Raleigh? Would you guess 25?
I don't
stating
know.
That we thought it was unfair and this is something I've long had a problem with. It's unfair for tourist areas, homeowners and residents to pay an unfair burden for larger infrastructures, police and fire, to make sure that tourists are safely, their safety concerns are covered by the town of Fury Beach when they don't contribute to the ad valorem tax of the taxpayers. The DOT has a ranking system, which I was very pleased to find out today that has been adopted, that tourist towns who have to overburden their infrastructure and overhead operating costs will have a special ranking as far as DOT projects. We should be getting that in writing from the state here momentarily or in the next couple of days. There was some discussion with Senator David Rouser and Morgan that the Dow Road project, while it is unfunded, is a legitimate project for maintenance. The maintenance will include the leveling of the road and the extension of the east side 5 foot of a bicycle path sometime in the near future on Dow Road. And then the third thing that came about was, like I said, the MPO rankings are going to be reviewed. They're going to try to get a time-sensitive review technique. And I think everybody read in the paper that I particularly was concerned that they were using data from 08, which is compared to apples to oranges with the situation we have now. So all that, at today's meeting, we're going to have some access and attention from Raleigh. And we're very fortunate to have that meeting set up for us today. But that being said, we're looking to look to better things. Any questions? All right.
There is still a grant for pedestrian walkway that I would like to secure Nancy's assistance in trying to apply for that. The deadline is in December.
That might be pushing. Could you and Chuck, now Chuck has had such success with his grants, Chuck, could you possibly spend some time to help Emily? Let's get this thing rolling. And Emily, if there's anything that any of us on council, in particular myself, to help Caroline Beach sign on this, they are with us on this. I had discussions with Avery and Raleigh today for another meeting, but we were talking to each other coming down the road, so they're ready to go.
That's good, because a big part of it would be in Carolina.
Yeah, so that being said, any intermediaries that I need to
help with? This being walk on Dow Road?
Yes.
Next to the bike, or?
10 foot off of it.
10 foot, and then the bike path?
No.
No. It's, well, you've got Dow Road, but the bike lane's going down the side.
Which are
attached. And then 10 foot off of that.
Off the bike?
Another 10 foot wide.
It's a 10 foot pedestrian path.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a multi-purpose.
Then there's
multi-purpose walking, bicycle, and
strolling, whatever you want.
Where is that going to end? When it turns to K, it's going to end
up. Well, according to our plan, it ends at K. But then there's no reason why we can't have a bike route that goes down by the park and on around through the neighborhood, so it'll go out to Fort Fisher instead of going into all that traffic right there in the middle.
Well, it's good that they go through the traffic, because you'll have the same problem if you're having a bike path put in where people live, which are
no,
people.
No, you don't put in a bike path.
We'll
just direct that there's
we'll discuss this when we get a little farther.
So people how walk through all that traffic.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. If you could help Emily with that, that'd be great. Discussion and consideration of new business, Emily. And John, we have something here about National Flood Insurance Program.
I attended the Heat Grant meeting that they had over in Wrightsville Beach last week, and every speaker they had was extremely informative. But the very first one on there, and I told John I wish I had taken him with me, because the majority of the people in the audience were building inspectors. And the very first one dealt with the National Flood Insurance Program and the community rating system. And was told over and over again many of the other towns have at least 10% cut for their residents and their businesses in the flood insurance program, but Curie Beach does not. And so one of the building inspectors there, I think, might have been from Ocean Isle, gave me the information about the regional coordinator for this program, Mandy Todd, and I've talked to her a couple of times, and she has sent me information on what the program involves, but most of all, a sample letter that we can send to Raleigh asking to be considered to be part of this program, and that starts the process where then they will ask her to come and visit us. She'll sit down mainly with John and talk to him about what the program involves. While she's here, I'd also like for her to talk to the Stormwater Committee. There are a lot of things you get checked on for this particular rating system. It doesn't cost us anything. I know it doesn't cost us anything. In fact, Mandy actually writes the application for the town with all the information that John can provide her. But one of the things that you get credit for is public relations, especially with your realtors. So that's why I'd like for her to talk to the Stormwater Committee about maybe what they can do as far as public relations are concerned. But a lot of the things on their list, we're already doing. I mean, we already have stronger building codes than a lot of other communities. We're doing things with storm water, and I don't see any reason why we can't reach that 10% almost immediately.
A 10% reduction, you're talking about?
Yes. That would be, it starts with grade 10, and it's 5% reduction for your homeowners and your property. And so at number 8, you receive a 10% discount. It's very hard to get above 8, but they're also revising the scores a little bit, and so that hopefully 7 is easier to get to than it has been in the past. So we should be able to get at least 10 and hopefully eventually 15% discount.
Do you have any paperwork or anything to show what the different steps involved?
Just from everything I wrote down from because Peter was a private consultant that charged him, so he wouldn't give out his copy, so to speak. She is sending us a little bit of information on it, and then after we get permission from her to visit us, she'll give John a manual to go by so we can see everything.
And it says National Flood Insurance, so this is a federally funded, but she's a private?
No, she's a government worker. The speaker we had in the meeting was a private consultant that will do all this for you for a nice price, but she can kind of help us, you know, with a little bit or maybe a lot of work from John. We can do it for free.
Right.
And this is approved by the state of North Carolina. They will do the investments. We've got the paperwork. John, what's your player?
Two more employees. I have no problem.
I feel like it was no obligation financially to the town. Let's go for it.
Citizen. Come on, man.
Who's going to do all this work? Who's going to do all that work?
You. You sit around all the time.
Yeah.
But are you going to run on this thing just on your projects you don't have to
do? Oh, John's already agreed to do this whole thing.
I've already been checking into it. I was familiar with the program before. I thought we were part of it, but apparently not. So.
And I'll be glad to help him out as soon as he leaves.
I'll be in with us.
Yeah, you need to sit around. The census of council is to let Mrs. Swearingen run the, gather up all the community information that would be pertinent to the citizens of Curie Beach. Thank you. We have a sponsorship request for Cape Fear Resource Conservation and Development. And they would like anywhere from $100 to $1,000 for their annual meeting.
Oh, yeah.
got the information in front of them. I would personally like to talk to Stan Sturry from the Appalachian State Energy Center and see whatever happened to that monolithic windmill they put up on top of one of those mountains, because we certainly don't hear anything about it anymore. Anyway, with that being said, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, it's in front of you. What's your pleasure?
Well, God, if you're going to get 250, somebody represented, right?
Well, it says from the hundreds to thousands.
So it's 250 you have represented.
I don't know what I'm using.
Well,
I mean, this is like every request you get, you may get a name and a brochure and that nobody's going to read, but...
How many free tickets did we get to the conference?
I have seen nothing in there about that.
Does anybody know anything about the open bush?
They, I get emails from them, but they always just send them a CFRCB, and I don't know what it was. I mean, didn't I recognize their logo up here? And the only thing that I know of that had done anything in, you know, dealing with the town of Curry Beach and is not even in town is the Fort Fisher Basin Improvement.
Well, in the Fort Fisher Basin Improvement.
That was state.
Because I attended the meetings that took place at the aquarium.
Yeah.
That was a coordinated effort of everything from the Department of the Army to DOT to the county.
That's why I was kind of curious why that's on here, Jim, because Donald Moffitt and
that was
the
all
Rangers and everything.
All
the
stakeholders yeah. that owned a piece of that.
I'm just curious how they had an impact in the, with that. Senator Brown is a nice fellow. He wants to hear him talk. What do y'all think? Somebody move ahead on here.
Well, first off, at 250 to get notice. So anything below 250 is just, hey, we're giving money, good luck to y'all.
And I hope they don't put Jason's picture in the toilet again since he's giving the opening.
I feel like we have local organizations that need the money a lot more, and we've already turned them down.
I think it's
giving anything to organizations off the island that we're not sure we're going to get any benefit from.
I think it will be from the eye. I bring it anyway.
That must have talked about the
gas.
I'm sure if it affects us, Jason will help.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do I have a motion to...
Don't take any action?
No, yeah, just a table and a
move on.
Okay. All right. Does anybody, like a closed session? And you can't have it in there with a tape either, Chuck. Okay. Any other comments from any of the council members? I'd just like to say that I think this was a great thing we've done tonight, and appreciate everybody's involved just moving over here for this. It's very unfortunate that the guests of ceremonies are sitting in the town hall waiting for us to open it up. Chuck!
I can't believe that other woman didn't tell us.
Well, you told them to keep your mouth shut, which I would, my hat is off to you for that, Chuck. They did. Like Chuck said, I heard them say. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Do I have a second?